Chris Johnson is the board president of Misery Mountain Ski Resort in Peace River. He joins us on the line today. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. I asked, just as a simple icebreaker, how have things gone at the mountains in the first few weeks of the season?
Considering that we're not fully open, it's been not too bad, actually. We've had lots of activity on the lower tee. People are excited that at least they have somewhere to go in Peace River. The unfortunate side is obviously we have the weather against us pretty much this whole season and lack of snow, but the team and the board are persevering, and we're trying to still continue to get that top lift open for everybody to enjoy.
How key is it to turn a positive out of a little bit of a negative here? Yeah, the negative is you haven't got a lot of snow, but the positive is that, you've got the lower half open and people are coming by.
Well, the positive is obviously, yes, we are open to the public, and our goal is to show that we're going to continue to push to get the hill open. And, you know, we're seeing lots of children and lots of younger youth come to the hill to enjoy what we have open. We have our board park open for the more advanced riders and stuff. So we're just being open in general, and still persevering, like I said, through the weather challenges and stuff, is just showing the positivity and the direction that we're all willing to go with this ski hill. So.
You've gotten some financial contributions from various jurisdictions on the way to the opening of the ski hill, and some of that funding has gone into new equipment or new to you equipment, especially the new snowcat. Eh? How's that going?
Northern Sunrise County and Boucher Brothers Lumber, they generously donated significant amount of money to us to improve the snowcat. That was one operational downfall we've had in the last several years, and I know prior boards have been trying to get a new snowcat. We were just so honored to be able to do it with our time as the board leadership, and this snowcat is absolutely a game changer for us. The technology is significantly better, and it's reliable. Everything is new with warranty, and it's a great asset for our hill.
Any issues with the snowmaking process during the year?
So snowmaking has been our next challenge. Obviously, with moderate temperatures, it is not ideal for snowmaking. What we've realized as a board and operationally is that we're lacking in some snowmaking equipment, but we're advocating to get more equipment for the upcoming year, and our pipeline system is a huge asset to our hill as well. We have a great snowmaking system. We just need to get more equipment so we can make more snow in a shorter amount of time. So that'll be our focus going into next season.
Family Day weekend, from what I understand, at the ski hill was a pretty big success. You got other things coming up on the calendar, like possibly having something maybe in place for reading week when teachers are at convention. What do you think?
That's the goal. Is we're as the kids are out of school, our intention is we're going to be open to skiing those days. So we'll be releasing those days as on social media as the time gets nearer. But absolutely, our goal is to run the season out, and any time that there is school breaks, we will be in operation.
Because you love having the kids out there, don't you, right?
Absolutely. We want to get the youth, more youth involved in skiing. We do have skiing and snowboarding lessons available, so we're seeing lots of kids and the youth using those services as well to get on the hill.
Chris Johnson is the board president of Misery Mountain Ski Resort. Chris, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith. You bet.